Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of Great Australian Rascals, Rogues and Ratbags, Australia's most colourful criminal characters, written and read by Jim Haynes. Escape attempts began as soon as the convicts of the First Fleet came ashore at Sydney Cove. There were no prison bars to contain the 775 convicts, and needless to say, all the efforts of the guards and marines could not possibly prevent cunning or desperate bids for freedom. And there were many. Probably the first man to escape by sea was French-born convict Peter Paris. Sentenced to death for burglary in Exeter in 1783 and transported on the Scarborough. French explorer La Perouse was camped at Botany Bay for many weeks after the First Fleet arrived at Sydney Cove, and within days of the convicts being set ashore, escapees began visiting his camp, some seeking asylum or places in his crew. La Perouse told Lieutenant William Dawes, who visited him at Botany Bay, that he turned them all away, with scant rations sufficient to get them back to Sydney Cove. La Perouse was a man of his word, but it does seem odd that the French-born Peter Paris disappeared within days of the colony being established, never to be seen or heard from again. My guess is that he died with the rest of the La Perouse expedition after the two ships were wrecked on Vanikoro in the Santa Cruz Islands, some 300 miles, 480 kilometres, north of Vanuatu. Whether La Perouse knew Paris was taken on board or not, who can say? In the earliest days of the settlement, some of the more naive convicts attempted to flee overland and met their death in the bush from starvation or fatal encounters with various indigenous tribes, so it would have quickly become known that the only sane and practical way to escape was by sea. Escape of any kind was highly unlikely to succeed, but life could be grim for the convicts whether they stayed or ran. After all, the whole point of sending convicts to Botany Bay was that the Lords Commissioners of the Treasury knew it was a place from whence it is hardly possible for persons to return without permission. Hardly possible, perhaps, but not entirely impossible.